Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Kip Stube. Today we're talking about challenges related to the Zimbabwe new gold or ZiG currency. But first, news from elsewhere. U.S. voters say the economy is one of their biggest concerns in this year's presidential election. VOA correspondent Scott Staines looks at how candidates Joe Biden and Donald Trump are approaching an economy that the U.S. Labor Department says is adding jobs and lifting wages.
Wisconsin voter Teresa Lobbs is concerned about the U.S. economy and how her family will meet higher costs.
It's hard for a working family like ours to, you know, go grocery shopping and not spend $100 to $150 every week and, you know, trying to figure out, okay, what do I need today? What can I get in the next trip in a week from now? Gasoline prices are going up and I don't understand why.
Lobbs says she's voting for Joe Biden in the hopes that he'll keep working even harder in the next 4 years to make life easier for working families. That economic anxiety is also fueling support for Donald Trump. Georgia voter Faye Bowling says this is the worst economy she's ever seen.
Well, I'm a 73-year-old grandmother of 17, and I'm telling you, I've never in my lifetime seen this economy as bad as it is now. And I'm all for Donald Trump, and I want everybody to get out, and I want a red wave come November because we need to take the House, the Senate, and the presidency back and keep this country great.
The economy is a top issue for voters in this presidential election, with a majority of people in a Harvard Caps Harris poll last month saying inflation is the biggest issue affecting them personally. That concern comes despite the U.S. Labor Department reporting better than expected hiring in the year's first quarter, with healthcare, government, and construction sectors adding the most jobs, unemployment below 4%, and wages continuing to rise. Trump says the U.S. economy is collapsing into a cesspool of ruin and told a Florida fundraiser that he's the man to fix it.
And people are just wanting change. Rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughingstock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly.
Biden told a rally in Nevada that he's turning around an economy that was hurt by coronavirus and by Trump tax cuts for wealthier Americans.
Things are on the move. Unemployment is down dramatically, with more Nevadans working today than ever before in the history of Nevada. And thousands of cities across all of America are seeing this great comeback story.
Biden says the economy will also improve as part of his plan to forgive some student loans.
Folks, I will never stop to deliver student debt relief on hardworking Americans, and it's only in the interest of America that we do it. And again, it's for the good of our economy that's growing stronger and stronger.
The Harvard poll shows the country's political divisions over the economy, with nearly two-thirds of Democrats saying the economy is on the right track. But only 12% of Republicans reflecting that optimism. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Scott. And in South Africa, a Zimbabwean immigrant, Justin Mahlaba, a few days ago allegedly gunned down his wife and their twin sister and turned the gun to himself in Johannesburg after he also attempted to kill his in-laws. Mahlaba from Gokwe in the Midlands province was infuriated by his wife's move to dump him following serious marital problems. Farai Joe, one of his brothers-in-law, who survived the killing after Mahlaba's gun jammed, says he is devastated about what happened to his family. I guess this is where Joe ekhuluma ngodabalolu.
Ngavula iBhayibheli yami, ngaqala ngavula ngavula ku John chapter 10 verse 10. Ngibatshela ukuthi selalibuya ukutshontsha lo ubhidlisa lo ukutshontsha kubulala lo ubhidlisa. Ngavula futhi the Book of Lamentations chapter 5 verse 7 ethi okhokho bethu abasekho. Ngangicasisa nje. So ngisakhuluma laphana udadewethu wabe sithi hayi futhi uqeda isikhathi. u-waste isikhathi sakho. Mina indoda angisayifuni ngoba isendihlukumeze for a long time. So ngathi hayi antsho ngilinika ithuba lokukhuluma, lakhuluma nonke. Sekuyimi engikhulumayo manje. Ngisakhuluma laphana uSibari wasukuma lolaka. Wahle wakhipha isibhamu ku-waste lana. Ekhipha isibhamu ku-waste lapha, wahle wasikhokha. Wamshaya uhlamvolo u-1 udadewethu. Ekushaya uhlamvolo u-1, umfana lo uFred wahle wayeqisa ofeni laphana waphuma isivalo wabaleka. Washaya umtwin sister wakhe uhlamba. Wabona lo uyanyikinyeka ukhanya uyaphila, wamphinda uhlamvolo wesi-2. Wabuyela ngolaka washaya udadewethu umtwin sister lo uhlamvolo wesi-2. Eqeda ukushaya umtwin sister wakhe wabe khomba kulo kuzenkunkosikazi wami mina. So lapho kwajema khona isibhamu wazama ukusikhokha sisala. Unkosikazi wahle wayeqa naye wagijima. Mina lokhu namandla ngangasenawo lokhu nhleze esofeni laphana. Then bagijimisana ekorido lana. Bagijimisana ekorido lapha. Wabuye lo nkosikazi wami but akakhonanga umbamba. Wazoncedwa ngomunye umama ohlala khona apha eduze emalo ngoba laba abaseduze babesala ukuthi engene endlini sithi yasibulalisa. Then wazoncedwa ngomunye umama owayekhuphuka ngama-steps. Nguye wahamba wayemfihla endlini yakhe.
Ye lo ke ngumnumzana Farai Joe ukhuluma udaba lomunye olubangalisa kakhulu. So that was Mr. Farai Joe, a Zimbabwean living in Johannesburg, South Africa. He was speaking to our correspondent Thuso Khumalo about this issue that happened in Johannesburg. And now back to our topic. Today we are discussing challenges over the new Zimbabwe gold currency. Already in Zimbabwe, some shops, omnibus operators, and other businesses, and other business owners are no longer accepting the local currency. This is due to uncertainty over the Zimbabwe gold currency and the moribund bond notes and coins. Critics say the introduction of the Zimbabwe currency was not done properly, so it was not done through proper legal processes. As a result, there is uncertainty over the future of the new currency, whose value is pegged on the international price of gold. Despite most of these challenges, Zimbabwe Central Bank says all is well, as the banking sector and payment service providers have made significant progress in converting the local dollar to the Zimbabwe gold currency. The RBZ also noted people's concerns, saying everyone should accept the Zimbabwe dollar that is being demonetized until the end of this month. Zimbabweans living in the diaspora are watching with skepticism over what is happening back home. Please stay tuned. We are going to take a very brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And this evening on Live Talk, we are talking about challenges over the new Zimbabwe gold currency. For perspective, we reached Mr. Persistence Kwanyanya, Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's Monetary Policy Committee member, and Mr. Mekitemba Mhlanga, a Zimbabwean working and living in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good evening. Welcome, Mr. Duwe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So let's
thank
start with you.
For having me on the show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kwanyanya. Let's start with you, Mr. Mhlanga. Indications are that some of you who are living in the diaspora are very worried over the risk factors associated with the new Zimbabwe gold currency. Do you know what this currency is all about, Mr. Mhlanga?
Well, I think I've read sufficiently enough the press releases that have been released by the central bank in Zimbabwe to have some idea of what the currency is. I mean, really, I think it's a misnomer to call it a gold currency. It's a currency that's been that is backed up by gold reserves that the country holds. Really, the essence or the source of the concern, really, it's not about the currency itself. It's about the trust. It's about the history that the country has had with the currency. I mean, it's not long ago when we were told that the bond note that was being introduced in Zimbabwe was gauge to the dollar. But hardly did it take a few months that reality was not it did not materialize. And previous to that, I think there were occasions where during the reign of Gideon Gono, people lost a substantial amount of money as there was a conversion in the currency. So it's a more of the history and more of the trust and more of the experience that is actually the source of the anxiety.
So now, what are you going to do as Zimbabweans? And, you know, that kind of anxiety at times is very troubling. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think people want, people will need to find alternatives of how actually they store their wealth and whatever savings or money that they have. And they will default, by and large, is what many people have done in the diaspora, is to keep your money in some hard currency where there is stability. This transparency, and where you know that your store value is secured for a very long term.
Thank you very much. Now let's talk to Mr. Konyanya. So, Mr. Konyanya, I think you've heard what Mr. Mhlanga is saying, but at the end of the day, it seems as if most people are saying, you know, they don't trust this kind of gold-backed currency. So what is this, you know? Is it something that is not like the bond? Is it not going to lose its value? Can you tell the people, Mr. Konyanya, since you are one of those people, you know, crafting this kind of policy?
Thank you. It's expected that given the history, the journey we traveled with financial issues, the challenges we experienced in the past, for an ordinary person not to easily trust. But if reality is to be told, I think we have gotten into a new era now, and what is happening is reality. The currency, as you asked me, is, as the name says, Zimbabwe gold. Meaning it is backed by gold, it is backed by special minerals and foreign currency, cash. That makes that currency convertible. Unlike in the past, where we tried to support our currency with some form of a facility. A facility is a facility. And drawing on a facility is another thing. But this time around, we see the solution that government has come up with, the monetary authorities have come up with, is an improvement. It's an improvement because our currency is backed by what we can touch, what we can see, what is in the country, which is the reserves of gold, and foreign currency, cash. So that is the difference with the past. And as we increase the reserve, that's only when we are able to increase the big supply in the economy. So that's another break away from the past, because in the past, we do not have such mechanisms of increasing money supply in the economy. But more importantly, this currency is also going to be supported by demand for it from government. starting with what we call QPD, the income tax, and a significant amount that is expected to be paid starting this June towards income tax and is going to be paid in February. Now, you, in the past, our Zimbabwean dollar has suffered not so much because it was being printed, but it was being rejected. So people with emotions around the Zimbabwean dollar. So you ask a very good question to say, if you don't like the Zimbabwean dollar or the ZiG, what are you going to do? It's very difficult because we know there are emotions around the ZiG, which are informed by the past, but these emotions need a sponsor. They need to be sponsored. What do I mean by that? In the past, the emotions could realize, could sustain, because you could reject the currency successfully as the government was not there to underwrite the currency.
Right. Maybe let's say, pause a little bit there, just for some few moments, and then we get Mhlanga into reacting to what you're saying. Mr. Mhlanga, can you figure out exactly what he's saying? Because he's saying, you know what, there is some guarantee that this is something that is workable, you know? Are you agreeing with that, Mr. Mhlanga?
Well, you know, Dube, I think it's Mike Tyson who said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And I can see where the Reserve Bank is coming from. I can understand the issues that they're trying to address. But we need to see how this new currency actually plays out in the market. And I think the initial reaction, which has been caused again, I think, by probably poor inadequate planning. I think really by the time the announcement was made, the currency should have been available out there. So you are already starting from a poor position in the fact that people are saying, well, the public out there, the court of public opinion out there, is already starting to be hesitant in trading, in using this, the current legal tender, which is the bond, saying, well, we do not know what will happen next. So I think those kind of things do not help in building the trust around the new currency. Secondly, I think what the gentleman said from the Reserve Bank mentioned was that the currency, the ZiG currency, is convertible. I would really be interested in him actually being clear and honest what he means about convertible, whether he means that in the sense that the currency is convertible, as in like to be used as a means of exchange in ZIM, or it's convertible in the sense that you can actually take your ZiG, walk into a bank on the high street in London and get it exchanged for pounds, or similarly to the same in Washington or in Johannesburg or Gaborone. So I think we need to be honest with the public. We need to be honest with Zimbabweans if we are going to build the trust around the currency.
I think that's a big question, Mr. Kwanyanya, if you heard him very well. He said, you know, with this ZiG, can you trade with that, let's say, in London? Can you trade with that in Australia, USA, or is just the same as, this bond, which we have been informed again by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe that it will be used until the end of this month? So is it going to be tradable in any way, you know, that kind of thing?
That's exactly what you're saying about ZiG, which is an attribute, you're saying, distinguishes it from the past. It's easy for you to see that the total ZiG in the economy is worth $90 million. And we have cash US dollars in reserve of $100 million plus $185 million in precious mineral to make a total of $285 million. Because of this, you can now easily walk into a bank with a foreign invoice and that, get that invoice paid out. If the bank is unable to meet the foreign currency requirement under the invoice, they can simply approach Reserve Bank for Reserve Bank to fund. So you are able to exchange USD for US dollar for foreign payment. And this is reality. The results we're talking were inspected by the head of state, and we have the results. We can pay in London, we can pay in Paris, we can pay in Johannesburg, we can pay in Lusaka. It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you must also understand, I really hello?
Yes, we are listening to you. Just
I also understand
yes.
The confidence element.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it that where people are coming, the confidence deficit is a key issue. But what I'm saying is reality, is possible. This is exactly the situation on the ground. And obviously it will take time for people to believe it, especially given the journey they have traveled with current challenges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, so just hold it there. Let's get a caller from Johannesburg. I think this is Bless. Bless, welcome to the program. Kunjani, Mahadi. Ngiyaphila kakhulu, Bless. Ungabona lapha mfowethu.
Ngikhuluma nami ngiseJohannesburg.
Phoselakho baba, phoselakho.
Yebo, angilingelile nje abasakazi, ngilingela aphathi, ngilingelile konke nabalaleli. Nakuduwe, siyalizwa udaba lwe-currency edida abantu, ngoba okwakudala abantu abasenatrust currency yethu yaseZimbabwe. Futhi kubone kaningi enzeka zifaye isongo injani, kodwa ekugcineni igcine isiwa ivali. And abantu abasena-confidence because nendlela akwenza ngakhona ezimpazini njengamanje ethi ikhulume nje ngobini lami ukuze ngikwazi ukukhuluma nje into eqondileyo. Abantu ma besenza like abasebenza kuma-residence lawo lapho abathathi advice abawathiwa mhlawumbe ngomunye umuntu. Yino ukuthi uma wenza into yesizwe yomphakathi kwamele ulalele, either umuntu uyisitha kuwe, mhlawumbe umuntu alibone ngokufana, ngeke kithi siyizitha imbono yabantu iyahlukana. Example, ufadlayimayele ukhona aye kukhuluma okuningi kakhulu ukuthi uma ngabe ukulandelela one by one ukusebenziswa noma mhlawumbe ukusuthwa kungasiza. Kodwa ngendlela abayenza ngayo, njengamanje, you know, ungathola ukuthi kuma-passport, they will still resebenzi kama-US. Kuma-office ongelayo e-government, basebenzisa ama-US. Abantu sibithembekayo. Njengamanje, kunombiko othi enke ngawubona, ngingazi nje ukuthi nje into ezisuka ku-social media, bayalile abantu abasebenza e-government. Njengoba bezekhona next week, abanye bakhona, they don't take ama-receipts. So, siphende kanjani uzulu bona abayibo futhi abasebenza ku-government bengayitshengi lelezithi yazi kuthengi kanjani.
Uqedile kolapho ke mfowethu, Bless. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sibuyele ke ubaba uMhlanga. Baba uMhlanga, I think we are hearing what this caller is saying. That's Mr. Bless. He's saying, you know, the government is using US dollars, so how do they trust this ZIG? So he says there's no way they can do that. Chip in there, Mr. Mhlanga.
Hello.
Mr. Bekuthemba Mhlanga, is still there? Yeah, so sizokuthenga ubaba Bekuthemba Mhlanga iwilifoni yakhe. So let's go to Mr. Gwanyanya. So Mr. Gwanyanya, I think we heard from Mr. Bless is saying, you know what, the government is mostly using US dollars, and so which means they don't trust the government officials, don't trust ZIG. So how do you, they don't trust the local currency. So how then do you trust this one that is coming? Because you guys are using, you know, the not the local currency.
You give a new currency, which was only launched on Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. I don't know what you mean by the government officials don't trust Zig when it is only a new currency.
No, they're saying they don't trust the local currency, like the pound notes and the pound coins. People are just boycotting that left, right, and center.
It is common. It is known that the appeal of the Zimbabwean dollar is significantly reduced in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a secret. That's why dollarization level has increased to more than 80%. What that means is most people in Zimbabwe did not trust or were not trusting the Zimbabwean dollar. So it's not a secret. It's common knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's saying, that Zimbabwean dollar is what has been now upgraded, improved through the Zig currency. So because of the improvements that I have explained to you, we expect that even those that were not accepting the Zimbabwean dollar are expected now to accept the Zimbabwean dollar. I hear of people who are arguing that the currency should buy fuel. Yes, it buys because we are in a multiple current system, but the prescription of that currency of fuel to be exclusively traded in Zig is something that is not consistent with the law of the multiple of the operation of the multiple current system.
Yes, thank you.
The law.
Thank you.
And the fact that people want Zig to even buy fuel, it speaks to its acceptance. It speaks to the expectation of the people about Zig. But you may want to agree with me that the usage of Zig in the economy, given the current dollarization level in the economy, will start off low.
Yes. Let's stop there, and then both time is almost out. Mr. Mhlanga, 10 seconds, your last word, sir. Just 10 seconds.
Yeah. I think the communication problem that the Reserve Bank needs to deal with here, which is educating a public awareness effort, which is to educate the public out there that the Zig currency is not replacing all the other currencies in Zimbabwe. It will live alongside with all the other currencies. As the gentleman has actually pointed out earlier, that the dollarization is currently something around 80% in Zimbabwe. So the other currencies that we have got, including the Zig currency, will take up the 20%. So basically what we are accepting is that for a long period of time, and if we go by what the governor of the Reserve Bank has said, that is not in the business of printing money, we will see a gradual increase of the Zig currency as long as there are sufficient resources and gold to back it up.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. Thank you so much, Mr. Ronyanya as well. Signing off from Washington, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.